Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
A few days from now, I have to appear in court to stand trial for the alleged embezzlement of £3,800. And I'm glad to say that the way things are shaping, I might get out of it. I have Stella Bronson to thank as usual. She's tricked a signed sheet of Puller Corporation notepaper out of Benny Puller, and we're going to write a letter over it. As nearly as I can remember, a replica of the one Harry Palmer forged to get me into this mess. Yeah, it's crooked, I know, but so is the frame-up against me. Anything's worthwhile to get an acquittal, so I can eventually prove something against Palmer. Stella should be here any minute. She's typing the letter at her flat and then bringing it round. Ah, here she is now. Gosh, that sounds like a corny line in one of those radio serials. Hello? Oh, it's you, Marcia.
Yes, Jeff, it's me. Are you expecting someone else?
Well, no, not exactly. You'd better come in, I suppose. I saw your uncle this morning. Did you know?
That's why I'm here. Oh, Jeff. Why can't you have just one scrap of sense and do as Uncle Tricidus says?
Take his money and beat it. After admitting I swindled him. Not on your life.
It's driving me silly. I simply can't go on like this. Oh, Jeff, do accept what he offers. Please, please do. I so terribly want you to. I haven't come here to pester you. But if you asked me to, I'd even go away with you.
I thought you said you couldn't live with a swindler. Wasn't that what you called me?
We could begin all over again.
No. I've told you and I've told Stella and I've told your uncle I'm not leaving here.
But why? With your reputation gone and no friends...
Your uncle can call off his case or not just as he pleases. I don't care two hoots. I'm staying here till I prove to your satisfaction and everyone else's that I'm not a thief. And if you don't panic about me spending a few years in retirement, you can forget that too.
But you haven't a chance. You must realize
that. I haven't till this morning. Things have changed around here, Master.
What are you talking about? Oh, Jeff, what are you up to now? Please tell me.
Just so you can pass it on to your chum, Harry Palmer.
I can see I'm wasting my time. I shouldn't have come. I thought I might change your mind, that's all.
You haven't a hope.
Jeff, are you being so pig-headed about staying here just to clear yourself?
How many more times do I have to tell you?
Is it the only reason?
What other reason would I have? Stella.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't expect to find you here, Master.
How do these things happen? I might have known.
You don't have to look so embarrassed, Jeff. I'll go.
You don't have to go, Marcia.
Oh, but I'd hate to spoil anything. I even knocked on the door before I came in. At least I've given you a good laugh, Jeff. What other reason would I have for staying here?
I'm terribly sorry, Jeff. If anyone's leaving, for heaven's sake, let me go.
Oh, no, stay. You may as well join in the laugh too, Stella. I've just offered to go away with him. And he turned me down flat. Isn't it a scream?
Goodbye, both of you.
Oh, how perfectly awful. I timed my entrance to the second. What on earth did she mean about offering to go away with you?
You heard her?
Yes, I heard her, and I didn't much like the sound of it.
Oh, look, sir, let's forget it, shall we? Just let's forget Marcia ever came here tonight. I'm in such a devil of a tangle.
You'll be in a worse one if you let Marcia talk you into running away, with her or without her. I've some claims on you now. Or is that something you'd rather not remember?
What's that supposed to be? Blackmail? Don't do things for me if I'm only going to be reminded of how much I owe you.
Sorry. Forget it. You're free, white, and 27.
I'm sorry, too. I do owe you
a lot. Oh, for Pete's sake, shut up. I have that letter here, and we've still a lot of things to decide.
Such as what?
When are we going to produce it? Are we going to give it to your lawyer before the trial? Or trot it out after he's cross-examined Benny Puller, or what?
Neither. I have an idea about that.
Well, come on.
Why shouldn't we make it sort of double-barreled? Why shouldn't we wait till Palmer gets on the stand and swears the letter never existed? Because if it comes as a sufficiently startling shock to the rotter, well, who knows? Let's get cracking and work out just the right way to do it.
I've never felt so cheap, Ellie. I've never been made to look such an utter fool.
Oh, darling, I mean this kindly, but you were a fool to offer to go away with him under the circumstances. You were sticking your neck way out, and Jeff let the hatchet drop accordingly.
I don't think I was a fool.
Why don't you let the chap stand his trial and forget about you?
Because I'm human. Because he's my husband and I loved him. While there was a chance to save something from a wreck, I felt I should take it.
Some chance with Stella Bronson around his neck. I'm telling you, Marcy, every time you go near Jeff now, you only demean yourself and give Stella a good fat snigger at you. Look what happened this evening.
You don't have to rub it in, Harry. I go hot and cold when I think of it. My own husband. I offered to get money for him and to go away with him, just to save him from standing his trial. He as good as told me to keep my money and keep myself.
Well, naturally. He has his Stella, hasn't he? Coming and going like one of the family, too, from what I can make out.
If you don't shut up, Harry Palmer...
Face it, darling. If you don't calm down and relax, nothing's going to give. Uh-oh, do you see who I see? Angela Tennant in full sail, like the good ship Nancy Lee. Hi there, Angela. What are you doing in this dive?
Dive? Nothing. It's a joint. Come on, move over. Hello, Marcia.
Hello. I haven't seen you for weeks.
That's your fault, darling. What's the matter? Is Harry taking up too much of your time?
You shut up, Angela. Marcia's just had an extremely unpleasant half hour with Jeff, and I'm trying to get her mind off him, aren't I, Petal?
Something like that. Well, is anyone ordering drinks?
He'll be around in a minute. But I can't understand. Why is everybody so touchy about poor old Jeff? I mean, it's not as though it's anyone's fault but his own.
Who's touchy about him?
Oh, you are for one, darling. What about that dare Mitch and Carassia's? When was it, Harry, about a week ago? You didn't scream, Marcia. I mentioned meeting Harry on a train going down the peninsula. Made the corniest crack about Jeff. Well, you should have seen his face.
Let's dance, Angela. You don't mind, do you, Marcia?
Not a bit. I'm exhausted. I might even go and talk to Titus Green.
Come along then, Angela. While I have the opportunity, Angela, do stop talking about Jeff or the scandal while Marcia's around. I told you just now we're trying to help her forget it.
Darling, you can't forget things like that. Where's Jeff now?
Oh, he's at some out-of-the-way hotel. I forget exactly which. Why?
So extremely odd, that's all. The more I think about it, a guy like Jeff Pilgrim suddenly throwing away what half the men in this town would cut off their right arms for. And going to jail into the bargain.
If you must know, Angela, and you can keep this strictly to yourself, I don't think he'll go to the pen. Old Bendigo's prepared to pay through the nose to get Jeff out of the way. So we'll probably hear of him next time beachcombing somewhere or looking about for somebody else to swindle. Like a perfect gent, of course.
How you hate that man.
Hate him? Oh, I think he's rather pathetic.
Pathetic like a fall guy. Jeff Pilgrim's about as pathetic as you'd be if I told Tresta Bendigo about the day you went to Port Kensita. I beg your pardon, darling, Ravenshoe.
Are you starting that guff again?
I've had time to think it over since I last saw you, darling. And it isn't guff.
What do you want, Angela?
They say silence is golden, Palmer. How golden is mine going to be?
Do you mean it?
Oh, I like everyone else. Wherever I go, I see things I'd like but can't afford. What about it, chum?
So I'm being blackmailed, 8 to the bar.
Oh, there's no hurry. Just take your time and think it over. And while you're working out how much it's worth, I'll be looking Jeff Pilgrim up. He shouldn't be hard to find.
How the devil can I sell out to you? It takes me all I own to live.
Oh, I don't know. There's always the 1,800 they couldn't account for. 2,000 in his bank, said the newspapers. Where was the rest? Oh, come along, darling. Pick your feet up. You're not dancing at all well.
Sorry to have kept you waiting, Angela. Come on in. Where have you been? I thought they must have embalmed you or something.
Oh, I've been around. What a simply fascinating office. You must have pulled with Puller.
What can I do for you, Angela? You want a job or is this social?
That didn't sound very social, darling.
I'm busy, actually.
Then I shan't take up too much of your priceless time. I want to get in touch with Jeff Pilgrim.
Why come to me?
I'm going the rounds, Stella. For reasons of my own, I don't want to ask Marcia. Palmer says he hasn't a clue, neither of any of Jeff's ex-friends. So that leaves you.
What do you want him for?
Do you know where he is?
Don't get fence, Angela. What do you want him for?
I know something about the fraud that no one else knows. Try that on for size.
And you want to pass it on to Jeff?
That depends on Jeff.
You'd better tell me, Angela.
No, darling. I want to tell Jeff and no one else. If you know where he is, and if you think he'd be interested, just tell him I'd like to see him. Of course, if you think I'll be boring the man, you'd better skip it.
What's your phone number, Angela?
Circle 5006. It's in the book.
Circle 5006. I'll ring you tomorrow.
For Jeff's sake, see that you do.
Meaning?
Meaning I won't wait forever.
You won't have to.
When's his trial? Next Monday, isn't it?
4 days, darling.
I'm not promising to tell the dear boy anything. On the other hand, I could tell him quite a lot. Catch on? So don't keep me waiting about, will you? Or I might have to change my mind about seeing him at all. Bye-bye.
So now Angela Tennant's mixed up in this business. What a vulture she is. She gets leaner and hungrier every day. But whatever she wants, Jeff can't afford to miss it. I'll get hold of him right away. Now, what could she possibly know? And can we make her tell? Well, by jingo, we can try.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.